July 28, 2023, it's the Watt for Pedro Show.
Side of me. ready to go.
Pedro Show, happy Friday. Started off the show with an excerpt from John Coltrane Live, November 22, 1962. This is a tune he wrote for a bass man, Mr. Paul Chambers. It's called Mr. PC. And then we had Will Hamilton, part one of this big 14-part piece. This is part one, Pieces of a Man, Reflections, : Pieces of a Man. And this part one is the journal entry. And because of those Skype engineers in Estonia, well, they're actually software engineers, and they came up with Skype software. So I am able to talk all the way over Canton, Georgia. Brother Will Hamilton, welcome once again back aboard.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. And, what do you want to say just to start rapping about it, because we just started the piece off. We're going to play the whole thing. I'm going to ask you to enlighten us where you want to and how you want it. But what about with part one? No, let's talk about the whole piece. What got the seed germinated in your mind?
Well, you know, I turned 50, as, you know, we talk about in that journal entry piece. And I wanted to do something big, you know, one of those go big or go home type things, right? And I wanted to create a record that kind of explained where my headspace has been the last few years, how I feel personally, and what a middle-aged suburban man is like, you know? So the life can be mundane and routine at some parts, and it's just a piece that explains where I'm at and what my head sounds like.
Okay, it sounds like you really had to do this. Was there an event that happened? Was it a B-Day?
Well, it was a birthday, yeah. So birthday was in November. So I started, that journal entry I recorded, I woke up that morning on my birthday and wrote the words and recorded that song and started it on my birthday in November. I had just come back from Berlin, and I spoke to you, and I said, I want to do a Berlin record. So I went to Berlin. I knew I had this piece coming. I started recording sounds, which we'll hear later on. I sat in a hotel room a couple nights and just soaked in the city first, and then sat in the hotel room and wrote some parts that become some songs that we'll hear later on in the piece, and laid it underneath later when I got home. But I wanted to kind of understand that feeling, you know, why did Bowie go there? Why did Iggy go there? You know, why did Nick Cage write there? So many people that I admire, you know, what is Berlin? You know, Andrea's there, right? Elfie's there.
Yeah.
Why Berlin? You know, so I wanted to figure that out. So that was my trip. And I usually go away on my birthday and clear my head and reflect. That's where that reflections comes from. Reflect over the past year. Reflect what I want to get accomplished the next year. You know, some people use New Year's Day as their day to say, okay, what's next year? But I've always used my birthday, at least as an adult, to look back and then plan for what's coming next.
Yeah, and what's next? It's part two, Concrete Blocks. Let's listen.
Thank you.
writing my autobiography on concrete blocks. I'm burying them for the archaeologists to find. The future generations will study the life of a middle-class working man, the middle-aged man trying to stay relevant in a small town, yearning to see the world. But will the scholars read them? Will the blocks deteriorate like the middle-aged man, wither away and crumble? Will the blocks turn to pebbles or as fine as standard dust? Will they understand the language? Should I draw my autobiography in pictures like hieroglyphics? Man starts four-wheeled vehicle to drive slowly to a mundane life, to an unsecured job for the end of his time. Did the man really live? Study shows this isn't life.
Thank you. I wish I could explain. I don't. I want you to know. I want there to be something better.
I see shapes in the corners of my eyes.
I wish I could explain.
There's a crunching on the foot.
I don't. I see. I want you to know. Shapes in the corners of the foot. I want there to be something better. A total eradication. I wish I could explain. I don't. I want you to know. I see shapes in the corners of my eyes. I want there to be. There's a crunching on the foot. Something better. I wish I could explain. Shapes in the corners. I don't. I want you to know. A total eradication of pain. Something better. I wish I could explain. I don't. I see shapes in the corners of my eyes.
I want you to know.
There's a crunching on the foot. I want there to be. I see. Some shape in the corners. I wish I could explain. I don't. A total eradication of pain. I want there to be something better. I see shapes in the corners of my eyes.
I wish I could explain.
There's a crunching of the foot. I want you to know. I see shapes in the corners. I want there to be something different. Something better. I wish I could explain. Pain. I want you to know. I wish there to be corners of my eyes. Something better.
There's a crunching on the foot.
I wish I could explain. Shapes in the corners of my eyes. I take my reputation of pain. I see shapes in the corners of my eyes. There's a crunching on the foot. I see shapes in the corners. And be good.
You. Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show. That chunk of music started off with part two of Reflections, Pieces of Man. This is Concrete Blocks, Will Hamilton. Then brand new from Style King of the Week, Yatagan. Elon Katz with the new tune, No Vertigo, after that. Also brand new from Day Glow, Explode, and Super Infinite out of Brighton. Red, I don't know, it's open bracket or parentheses, kind of smiley face. I don't know, I'm confused. But it's a good song. Reflections, Pieces of a Man. Here's part three, The Suburbs, Will Hamilton. Then SWRM, Salamander. SWRM has got some gigs coming up with Joe Biza, who's on tour right now with Damon Smith, and a drummer man. God, what's his name? I don't know, but try to support if you can, people. Pastil, after that, with Natural Angel. Then Model Home and Wolf Eyes, they did this collab album. It's beautiful. On this tune here, they got Max D with them. And this is You Eyes Trio Vocal featuring Dolo Percussion. Incredible. Finally, Will Hamilton with part four of Reflections, Pieces of Man. This part's titled Sweet Dreams. So let's start with part two there, Concrete Blocks.
All right, so Concrete Blocks is almost like a second introduction after a real journal entry, but when I was thinking of this, I was thinking of a narrator, you know, so it has the beginning and then it kind of gives you where I am at this point in life. So one thing I don't think I mentioned was, even though I just wrote the piece, I'm going back about a little over 10 years, right? And there's kind of how I'm feeling, you know, and what's going on. And I've gotten some good feedback on that last line after I talk about getting in the car and going to the mundane, you know, job, mundane life, et cetera, sitting in traffic. And is this really life? You know, what will the archaeologists and the scientists say, you know, X amount of years from now when they study that middle-aged, you know, normal man? And what will they say? They're going to say, this isn't life. You know, are we really, is that really living? You know, so that's kind of what that is. But
well, that's why like I hate that word. That's why I hate that word normal. You mean kind of like typical, yeah. Like, is this the typical humanoid of this era, of this country, of this culture, of this neighborhood? Yeah, you're right. Just because of certain kinds of stuff that we are trained of value, right? A lot of these things, I don't know if they come out of the DNA. They might come out of this other kind of thing, right?
And that's part of where I'm at right now is like, you know, I luckily have a good gig. You know, my everyday job is good. I work, you know, 8 to 5 and, you know, I have a decent house and I have a home and I have stuff. But is that really living? You know, I thought that's what I wanted and kind of at that middle age now, I can't stop now because I'm too close to some of the benefits to retire, right? But would I love to pick up and move to the beach, move to Venice Beach and sit there? You know, I was there a couple of weeks ago and I'd love to move to the beach and just sit there and I don't know, sell CDs at the market. I mean, I have no clue, but that's what that everyday, that normal, like you said, you know, is normal good? I still haven't answered the question, you know?
Yeah, is it healthy? So concrete.
Is it healthy?
So concrete blocks. I can see it. And but it kind of ties in with the next part, suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And the suburbs, yeah, the suburbs. So what I didn't give you, and I apologize, is that full title is The Suburbs, and in parentheses, Killing Me Softly. So that's why it's a drony, long drony, loud in some parts. So that's my head going, right? Again, I live in a nice home, but I live almost in the country. You know, you leave my neighborhood and there's cows and shit, and it's killing me. And for me to get to Atlanta, which is the major city by me, it's an hour, you know, but it could be an hour and a half if I'm sitting in traffic. It could be a lot of things. So even something as mundane as, oh, what do I want to eat? Well, there's all the chain places, you know, so it's like the suburbs. There's no creativity here in that community of a I prefer cities, I think, it's just not there. So the suburbs killing me softly is just kind of how I feel. But again, it's that normalcy thing that we were talking about. This is what I thought I wanted. I don't want to say I'm stuck, but I'm kind of in a place to where it doesn't make sense. That's probably the key. Does it make sense? What is advantageous and what makes sense?
You know, right? The paradigm. You know the paradigm of the frog in the pot of water.
Okay.
If the pot of water was hot and you threw the frog in, he'd leap out, freak out. But if you put him in there with, you know, calm water and then slowly start to boil it, he don't actually know he's getting cooked.
Exactly. And that's a good analogy. I mean, that's kind of how I feel some days. And then, you know, some days I'm very grateful for what I have. But some days it feels like that, right?
Yeah.
So that's what that suburbs is. And that's kind of what I mean by the song sounds like the way I feel some days.
In part four, Sweet Dreams.
Yeah, so same with Sweet Dreams. They kind of go together because of, I'm going to call them stresses of work, stresses of life, stresses of whatever, being, you know, where I'm at and feeling the way I do. I don't do a good job of sleeping at night. So that's why that song is kind of chaotic. I try to get through the night. Get a good night's sleep, you prepare for the next day, but there's 4 out of 7 days that I don't sleep well. So that is a reflection of how I feel there.
Can I ask about how you made this thing? Did you record it at your pad?
Yes, I recorded most of it here. Some of it I recorded, like I said, in Berlin, some underlying parts that are in some of these songs. But yeah, I have, I'm lucky enough to have a small, you know, studio in the basement and, you know, have the software, got enough things to make noise that I can't really play in real life, but they're there. And, yeah, I recorded everything here.
Let me ask you
about everything here.
Yeah. Let me ask you about the process. Did you make demos for each one of these parts, or was it the whole enchilada, you know, as you conceived, you brought.
So kind of how I work, I've talked to you this in the past, like I don't, with the music evolving, I could probably sit there and write 3-chord songs all day long and write them on bass, you know, write grooves and then try to write around it. But the way I work is I'll have that thought in my head. So I'll think of the suburbs, right? And I'll say, this is how I feel about the suburbs. And then I don't really make demos, but I will lay something down and then I'll work from there. So I do kind of work in a, almost an improv state because, you know, I am laying tracks, but almost in an improv state. But I will say, oh, I don't like that and I'll redo it or, you know, so it's not full improv, but, I'll find, you know, something in X key, whatever, the key is C, and then I'll say, yep, okay, this goes with this, and then I'll write it as I go. So I don't necessarily sit down with a bass or a guitar or keys and write something and then say, okay, I like that, and then go record it. I'll, you know, mess around and then hit record. And if I like the bass, then the basis of that song, then I'll work out from there.
Now,
if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course. Everything you say, Brother Will, makes sense. Don't worry about that.
Tell my wife that, Mike. Tell my wife that.
Well, we got an understanding here. No, because me and you have been doing music a while, so I can kind of read the shorthand what you're saying. Interesting, when you talked about the first part, it seemed like the words came first.
So with that one, the words did come first, and that was on purpose. I don't do a good job of keeping a journal, but when I say I clear my brain and start over, I at least have a journal for a couple of days starting on November 11th every year. So I'm not good at keeping it up. But I did, you know, I wrote that. The words first on that one, especially because it was that 50th birthday, you know.
You know what happened? You know what happened on the 11th hour of the 11th month of the 11th day?
What's that? What happened then?
World War One ended. Now, that was in 1918, but yeah, that when you said those 11s, it just lit up, so that was in the sign.
Yeah, okay, is that why it's Veterans Day? Because it is Veterans Day.
Yeah, they changed the name of it because they thought that was going to be the last World War. Whoops.
Yeah, well, there we go there. Whoops.
So it got the name got changed, but same idea. Cats that get lost in crazy-ass fucking conflict. So that one, the words actually came first, but the rest, the music came first, and then you added words.
And then I added words, because I'm terrible at writing words. It's not one of my strong suits, but I definitely wanted to make sure words were here for this record, yeah.
I think at the end of the day, it's like, you know, sausage, right? You don't know how it was made. Hopefully it's healthy.
Yes.
You're at the end of this first hour, July 28, 2023 edition. Watt Pedros with special guest Will Hamilton. Hold tight for hour two. July 28, 2023. It's the second hour of Watt for Pedro show.
Help me go. You could just say, don't come by here. brothers. Not a care in the world. Just another summer day. Just another summer vacation. They like to play in those alleys. Be careful of that broken glass. They like to play in those alleys. Don't step on no rusty nails. Just two little brothers. Another hot summer day. Growing up in East LA. Gotta be real careful sometimes. Be careful, don't pick up no dirty needles. Don't stare at people too long. Sometimes you gotta keep your head down. Sometimes you gotta keep your head down. Watch out, here come the tough guys. Don't wanna get your ass kicked. Yeah, sometimes you gotta keep your head down. Just two little brothers growing up in East LA. Running around in them alleys. Now go outside and play. Automatic gunfire in the beautiful sunset. They like playing in those alleys. Careful of that broken glass. Don't step on no rusty nails. Another hot summer day. Another summer vacation in East LA. In East LA. Now behave. Go outside and play.
I'm reaching out to the universe over the airwaves, sending out Morse code. Decipher the lights from my lantern. Listen to my tones. Receive the transmission. The aliens may get it first. Tell me legends of the middle-aged man. Will they understand? Will they tell the truth or embellish reality? If they listen to my tale, will they turn back? Never to visit? Or will they try to conquer? Channels. Open your internet browser.
Watch for Pedro show. Start off the second hour with part five of Reflections, Pieces of Man. This is Mauer Market, Mauer Park Market, Will Hamilton. Then we had Laszlo and the Hidden Strength with The Awareness. Brand new from Carnage Asada. This has got Steve Reed on drums. I've been jamming with Steve Reed on drums. Watt, Steve Reed. Many tours we've done together, starting with the last part of Fire Hose and then going into my first opera and stuff. And now I get to make a duet with him called Steel Senses. I found a penny, right? You know, 1943, only year, pennies are made out of steel because of the war on copper for the effort. Carnage Asada with Two Brothers from East L.A. Then Will Hamilton with part six of Reflections, Pieces of a Man, Mars Code. I've been to the town where they... Mr. Morris tested his little system there, Cherry Valley. Charlie Plymell. Yeah, Charlie Plymell hit me there. Agriculture from their new album, The Glory of the Ocean. And then finally, part seven, Reflections, Pieces of Man, The Grass Isn't Greener, Will Hamilton. Okay, let's start with Mauer Park Market.
Yeah, so this is one of those Berlin songs. So I'm in Berlin right before that birthday I've been speaking of in November. And going through Mauer Park, and I love a good thrift store, a good market, you know, buying handmade stuff, junk, whatever. But yeah, so I went to the market and just collecting sounds there. And I bought two microcassette recorders. I don't even know what brand they are. They're downstairs. But little bitty cassettes. And, you know, packed them away, got home, and saw that there were tapes in one of them, or one of them had a tape. So I played it, and it had people speaking German on there. So I tried to translate it, but it kind of sounded like crap or whatever. And it sounded like one person's doing their homework and or trying to learn German, and another person's doing whatever they were doing. One person was singing, and I was like, this is really cool. This is like, you know, jackpot. So I wanted to show the travel side. So one thing I've really enjoyed doing the last, you know, 5-6 years and is just getting away, right? I've been around because my dad, you know, I'm a Navy brat, but as an adult, I've done a lot of U.S. travel, been a few places, but the last few years I've really enjoyed getting away and meeting different types of people, learning things, different places. So this is one of my kind of ode to travel songs and part of a piece of me, right? So,
absolutely.
You know, the suburbs suck, you know, I can't sleep, but also, you know, I'm lucky enough to be able to get out and see the world.
Right.
So that's what that one is.
So at the end of the day, net gain, even with the pluses and minuses. Mars code?
Sir. Yep.
Mars code, right? So, either dot or dash, right?
Yep. Yeah. So Mars code is another, it's almost like a companion piece to Concrete Blocks, where I guess it's that narrator coming in, right? That's what's in my head, at least. I don't know if it works. But Mars code is... a song I put together, and it's you know, who's going to study the middle-aged man in the future?
Right.
You know, look at my Morse, you know, I'm sending you Morse code, another way to communicate. Yes. I'm going to send it out to space. Are aliens going to hear? Or what happens? Are they going to try to conquer us because, you know, the middle-aged man is lame, or are they going to be like, ah, it's boring, and are they going to turn around, right? So, you know, those are some ideas I had with that one. And again, I was like, okay, what's another way I can communicate?
You know what? What about this image? The message in the bottle.
Yeah, I should have talked to you before. I could have had a different song. I could have had a message in a bottle one. Yeah.
You know what I mean, but it could be floating around.
I should have conversed you in on this one. And,
okay.
But yeah, so that's why I was trying to think of different ways to communicate.
That's a good connect to the next part. The grass isn't greener.
Yeah, so again, so I'm complaining, you know, halfway through this record, you know, and I'm starting to think of the good things, right? You know, I am lucky enough, or depends on, you know, who you ask, lucky enough, blessed enough, worked hard enough to have what I have, you know, and I'm no rich man, don't get me wrong, it's not like about money, but it's, I have a family, I have a home, I have a lot of things, so, yeah, that's what that song represents, you know, again, what in my headspace.
Sure, sure, and man, you know, I wrote a opera on being in the middle. I think it mm-hmm. might be a little natural just to take a step back and ask you, what is it all about? Here, let's play, let's get on further. We're halfway through. Here's part eight. Uban.
Thank you. 昔々あるところにおじいさんとおばあさんが住んでいました。ある日おばあさんが川で洗濯をしているとどんぶらこどんぶらこと大きな桃が流れてきました。当てました。するとパッチンと中から元気な赤ちゃんが飛び出しました。桃から生まれた桃太郎、もりもり食べてしっかり大きくなりました。しました。桃太郎は鬼ヶ島を目指して歩いていきました。すると犬がやってきて言いました。一つくださいきびだんご、鬼退治にお供します。すると今度は猿がやってきて言いました。一つくださいきびだんご、鬼退治にお供します。キジもやってきてお供をすることになりました。鬼ヶ島が見えてきました。鬼たちは大慌て、あっという間に投げ飛ばされました。奪った宝物はお返しします。鬼は手をついて謝りました。宝物をたくさん詰めて犬、猿、キジを連れて村へ帰りました。めでたしめでたし。
See you there as I love.
fuck up.
Prochain arrêt Toulon, prochain arrêt Toulon. Vous trouverez une correspondance pour Marseille Saint-Charles à 14h28 de la voie A. Avant de descendre, rassurez-vous de ne rien oublier à votre place. Nous espérons que vous avez passé un agréable voyage en votre compagnie. Nous vous souhaitons une belle fin de journée aux voyageurs. Nous quittons en gare de Toulon. Prenez garde l'espace entre le marchepied et le quai en descendant de voiture.
Hey Miles, what was your favorite part about Toulon?
My favorite part about Toulon was going to the market.
Show. Start off that chunk, part 8. Ubon, Reflections, Peace of Man, Will Hamilton, Luke Stewart, and Jarvis Hitt, Earnshaw Quartet with Tibid Dabo, Conan Neutron, Secret Friends with Phrygian. Part 9 of Reflections, Pieces of Man. This is Momotaro, Children's Story, Peach Boy, Will Hamilton. Samuel Locke Ward after that with See Ya at Iowa City. He's at the Half Japanese Festival there, Maryland, this weekend. Bob Bucko Jr., all the way from Iowa. Ray Shin after that from Reno, Hat on a Bed, FOD with Self-Medication / Yeah, 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 finally, part 10, Pieces of a Man, Reflections, Toulon, Revisited. Biggest, that's a big Navy town for France, people, Mediterranean. Mm-hmm. Will Hamilton. Enlighten us, Ubon.
So it's another travel piece. You know, again, I'm taking sounds from Berlin. I decided, you know, when I was there, I'm like, okay, I think I was washing clothes or something. I said, you know, the train run isn't that long. I want to record from the time the train gets there, getting on the train, and then getting off the next stop. So I did that. I always carry a little handheld recorder with me. So I did that. I had these trippy microphones you stick in your ears, like earplugs. And I'm losing the name of them right now, but it's like that ASMR thing where you can, you know, the sound's supposed to come, supposed to sound exactly like what you are hearing. So if the train comes from the right, then it should go across your face and go to the left type of thing. And I'm losing the type of microphone it is, but, you know, I have some of those, and I just wanted to record everything around me, the creak of the train, the creak of everything. And, you know, I was hoping to catch people around me. And the trippy thing about, you know, this, you know, in New York or any other public transportation in the States, everybody's loud, but there nobody talks. So I was like, man, I didn't get anything, you know, and I wanted to hear people talking and things, but yeah, but just the sound of the tracks,
yeah,
and
the
all
Zug.
That. And
people,
what?
The Zug, the train.
No, I was going to say, and I was going to say the people, people that know me know I love a good train. I don't know what it is, but I'd always talk about retiring and, like, just riding trains everywhere. But, that's what that is, another ode to the travel that I'm able to do.
Now, you travel from Germany, what, to Japan?
No, I haven't been – well, I was born in Japan.
No, I'm talking about –
but I haven't been back. I wanted to go last for my 50th.
Brother Will, I'm talking about the piece. I'm not talking about literally. In the piece.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Part nine moves.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. Miss Yori.
Momotaro. Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's so sad about that story in a way when he goes to the island and kills all the Onis.
Yeah, and I haven't read it in a long time, but it's great. So this is a really good story with this song, and it's kind of a turning point in the full record too. Is again all the complaining I'm doing throughout till now. So my life starts changing a little bit, and I start questioning things when my son is born. Right, a mutual friend of ours, Hiyori, she's credited as Port Sunshine on this record. She recorded the voice for that song for me over 10 years ago, when my son was born. And I've tried to write that song for 10 years and I couldn't get it. And there's probably four or five different iterations on my computer. But, when I was like, all right, I need to revisit this because now Miles is born, right? And it fit perfectly. It was the right time for this song to come out, or this song to be finished.
You know, the songs are like that. Sometimes they ain't ready until they're ready.
they weren't, and it wasn't ready. And so I tried literally, I could think of at least three different versions, totally, totally different.
It's happened to me, too.
It's the same recording, but yeah.
And then the Navy town for France, Toulon?
But Toulon. So the thing with this one, so travel again. We went to France. I brought the whole family this time in February. So this is another travel piece. But we brought the whole family down to Toulon, and it's the second time I've been, and we visited friends, and it was a great time. We were able to see Brother Nico, and he cooked for us. He brought us in our home, and it was just a great trip. But the cool thing about this song is my now 10-year-old song is messing around with a ukulele I bought him last year. And I said, hey, man, play that again. And he played it again. I'm like, hold on a second. And I recorded it and took a piece and just looped a couple pieces of it. So that's my 10-year-old playing ukulele on that song. Poor ukulele's not even tuned or anything. But, hey, I caught it, and he thinks he's the coolest thing now, too.
That's his first recording session.
That's great. His first recording session.
Yeah, we're at the end of the second hour, July 28, 2023, edition Wapito Show special guest Will Hamilton. Hold tight for hour three. July 28, 2023, it's the third hour of the Pedro Show.
Are you reflecting? Are you reflecting?
Watt for Pedro show. Started off the third hour with part 11 of Reflections, Pieces of Man. This part's entitled Reflecting or Belly Aching. Will Hamilton. And after that, we had Crane and his further adventures of writing acoustic guitar music to Emily Dickinson poems. This is the Sea of Sunset. And Lampritanto featuring Mark Stewart. Mark Stewart, dearly missed for me. We lost him back in April, but this is a collab he did. It's an Italian musician. It's called Waste. And then Will Hamilton with part 12 of Reflections, Pieces of a Man. This is Climb. So, reflecting or belly aching? Which is?
Yeah, go ahead.
Which is? Probably both.
Both, yeah, it's both. So this one, so I was listening to your show, I think it was this week, and one of the gentlemen you had on said this was something was your fault. I guess him making the record was your fault. So this title is your fault. So last time I was on your show, I was talking about making, I was having so much trouble writing this midlife crisis record, and I figured I'm not in crisis. And you're like, were you belly aching? I said, probably. So that always stuck with me because it made me giggle. So I'm like, I'm writing this song called Reflecting or Belly Aching. So I'm asking myself the questions of the things, you know, going to this quote-unquote midlife crisis or whatever. I'm like, am I reflecting or am I complaining about being in the suburbs? Am I complaining about all these things? Is life not as bad as I think it is? You know, that's the belly aching side. And I think that I'm doing a lot of belly aching. You know, I need to be appreciative of the things that I have and just move on from there. You know, I complain about being in the suburbs, but it's quiet enough for me to go in the basement and make this record. You know, I have a family. I have all these things. So, yeah, I'm leaning more to the belly aching side, I think, is what's going on there.
I think when you do reflect, honestly, there's got to be some belly aching. I think I learned it from my pop, that word, because it was kind of a spirit, the morale. If it's actually between other people. I think with yourself it's healthy, but with other people can bring down the team spirit, the belly aching thing. You know, finding the pee under 23 mattresses. Oh, boy. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
But I think when it's time to look at yourself and what, you know, is you find value and what you find no value, there's got to be a little belly ache in there because it's what John Coltrane called polishing the mirror, right? You're looking at the mirror and trying to get a more truthful picture. So that's going to have to take some pretty brutal honesty, maybe. But like complaining and bitching with your crewmates, does that really make the voyage easier or does it make it a little more hard, terrible?
Makes it a lot more terrible.
Yeah, there's something about working with a team where you got to keep that spirit up and not brainwash, not phony shit. But if you let the spirit get too low, the whole thing can fall apart. That's what I found. You call a tour more than a month. I've done 67 of them. And the team spirit, right? The thing that keeps you together, that's so important. And I think it's a little different when you sit yourself in front of a mirror and want to be honest with yourself. A little different. What about Climb?
So, yeah, so Climb, after, you know, you figure out you might be doing some belly aching and complaining about things that when you have good things going on is at some point you got to pull yourself out of that rut, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to climb out of that rut. And that again came to me. And with this song, I asked you know, it's funny, I sent a text out to, you know, a bunch of friends. I was like, hey, I just need you to record the word climb in to your phone and text it to me. And you're like, what are you talking about, man? And I'm just like, just do it, you know? So, you know, I got some good responses, and I was able to get the Climb Choir together for that one. But yeah, it's all about climbing out of the rut, and it's not easy. But it's something you got to do to carry on, to keep on, right?
Yeah, you got. What's the opposite of climb? Fall, right?
Fall.
That's real easy.
Definitely don't want to fall because it's harder to get up when you're all the way on the ground, right?
Yeah, and so, I was going to say that gravity will help you with that shit. No problem. Okay, let's listen to part 13.
Eventually be a digitally remastered super deluxe release when the historians study the middle-aged man. The liner notes of my life. Have I given enough to scribe? It's your determination of what kind of man I've become. Did I fulfill my duties? Did I provide for and protect my family? Did I give them what they need? How many red lines will there be when they cross out my interpretation of myself? For my memorial, celebrate the life that I've taken for granted. Celebrate your life and rejoice over the challenges that have allowed you to grow. Cremate me so my body can return to dust. Mardi Gras Day after my passing. Commune at the river. Be together. Let my ashes mix with the water. So I can always be at home. Thank you. Rejoice. Lay down your burdens. Lay down your burdens. Lay down your burdens. Hold hands. Embrace the person next to you. Sing this song to the heavens.
the cold that weighs me down. Thank you.
heavy.
Essay.
This is heavy.
It's all heavy. Essay.
Watford Pedro Show last music for this edition. We started the chunk off with part 14 of Reflections, Pieces of a Man, Eulogy, Will Hamilton. Then Van Conner, bass brother, Screaming Trees. We lost him at the beginning of the year. Beautiful cat. We were going to do a collab. He had this song. He wanted me to play the bass on, even though he was great. Yeah. He wanted to play acoustic guitar. Van Conner, Screaming Trees. I took them on their first two tours. Mark Lanegan, I think the only one left. Well, Mark Pickerel, the drummer man, he was in the later versions, but he was in the versions I took on tour. But the Gary Lee Conner, the brother. This is Legacy of Green, the electric version. And then finally, the final part of Reflections, Pieces of a Man. Eponymous Reflections, Pieces of a Man. So we're reflecting on that. Will Hamilton. So, Trippy, usually eulogy is last, but you wanted to reflect on the eulogy. Well, it's better you explain yourself.
No, so I put eulogy there as an ending. And this kind of goes back to, I was talking about Bowie and listening to the Black Star record. He put out on a Friday and died on a Monday. And, I think the record actually got shipped to me on that Monday, the day he passed. And I listened to it. I'm like, holy shit, man, after hearing the story, he knew he was going to go. He knew he was sick. And I'm like, he just wrote his eulogy. You know, he said goodbye in this record. He kind of questioned himself in places, and he pretty much said goodbye with that record. So that's what I thought of when I wanted to write this. It's again asking questions. It talks about, some tongue in cheek things in there, but it talks about like who's going to write the eulogy, who's going to, write the liner notes of my life. Are they going to cross out? If I write it, are they going to cross out, put red lines through, whatever I think of myself? So it's, again, asking questions. I ask questions throughout this whole thing, and I still don't have the answers. But it's asking questions and, like you said, looking in the mirror. Also, at the end of this record, it gives instructions. What do you do with me when I go, right? And specific instructions of, I want to be cremated. I want to be put in the Mississippi River on Mardi Gras Day. At the crew of St. Anne's. It's one of the most beautiful things I've witnessed, and it's pretty neat. And that's the way I want to go. Throw me in the river, and I'm back at home again in New Orleans. So that's what that is.
So, right, this is a middle-of-life kind of statement, which means maybe you took care of the first part, but that means there's another whole half left.
I asked that question up at the top of the record. I said, man, if I'm 50 now and this is midlife, I have to go to 100. That's a long time. But the positive of that is I'm still setting goals. November 11th, I still make the goals for the next year. And, I really have a lot of plans. I'm more excited now creatively than I was, 13 years ago. And I owe that to a few people. One of them, being, Hiori. She's one person that pretty much has done everything she said she wanted to do. And I was really, really taken back by that. I think she's done everything she says she's wanted to do. And I met her probably around the same age that I am now. And because of that, I'm like, there's no reason to sit on my butt. Even though I'm in the suburbs, I take my own work into my own hands. It's hard to get together with people. The old band I was in, you asked me about Frog Dog, but it's hard to get everybody together. So you know what? I can't sit and wait. I got to put out this record. I have to go record. I'm working on a live set next because I can't really replicate this. So what does Hiroyami Live look like? I'm moving forward because it's in the blood. It's the lifeline. I have to create in some way, whether, it's relative to anybody else, whether it's good or bad, it's got to get out,
Well, so. I'm putting the invite out right now. When you get this live thing done, please come on the show. Let's play it and talk about it.
All right. Yes, sir. We'll do.
Great. So great. It's beautiful having you aboard. Let's keep on keeping on. Please. People, July 28, 2023 edition of the Watford Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.